moment. Kyle Singler had his second straight career scoring night. Oregon whomped on UCLA last night, 76-59, the Ducks being the Cinderella team of the Pac-10 tourney. Singler put up 24 points one night after going off for 22 against Arizona State. They will play Washington today, catch it on KBND beginning at 8 o'clock this evening. Meantime, Oregon State's basketball season came to an end yesterday. They fell to Arizona in the Pac-10 tourney, 78-69. Beavers finish with an overall record of 11-20, and for the first time in the Craig Robinson era, there will be no postseason appearance. Mountain View had twice had leads of 7 points in the first half, but faded down the stretch. They lose to Crescent Valley 58-50 in the consolation bracket of the boys 5A basketball tournament. They finished their season 16-9. Mountain View girls lost their first round game to West Albany 48-32. They'll play in the consolation bracket this morning at 10:45 against Hermiston. In 4A play, Cook County lost to Mazama in the consolation bracket. They're eliminated from the tournament. Madras fell to Cascade. They play today at 1:30 for the third place trophy. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.
So have the Ducks gotten as far as people thought they would, or have they gone a little farther?
They've gotten much farther. A lot of people expected a first-round loss. Not only did they win the first round, they won in the second round and play in the semifinals today. That's amazing.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to some good things then. Now, what kind of a chance do they have against the Huskies?
Well, who thought they had a chance against UCLA? UCLA was the number two seed. They've beaten the Huskies earlier in the year. They could win this one tonight.
Wow. All right. Looking forward to it. About 8 o'clock will be our pregame show for that coming up.
High school sports are home right here on News Talk 1110. KBND.
Let's see what's happening in our news this morning. Donna James is here. Dave Jarvis has left me alone with her now for the entire day.
I know. He's crazy that way.
I just don't understand it.
Well, we are going to talk about sirens now being sounded currently in Seaside. Whether that's a little premature or not, they are being sounded right now. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. Also in the news, another missing Bend woman, and the search continues. And we'll give you some more information about the Redmond School and how they're going to face their $9 million deficit.
Okay, thanks so much. We'll keep you up to date as what's going on with the tsunami and the different sirens that are going off and how people are reacting to it over on the Oregon coast this morning. Tsunami expected to hit between 7 and 7:30. And I keep saying tsunami expected to hit, when in fact it's probably just going to be a little bloop, 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 bloop. You're kind of in, kind of out. As O'Reilly would say, tide goes in, tide goes out.
Yeah, and let's just hope that it is exactly that. Better to err on the side of caution.
There you go. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. Our traffic and weather here today looks like Sandy M. Pass, some high winds reported there. But other than that, some packed snow there. Willamette Pass has packed snow and just spots of ice at government camp. Locally, roads seem to be pretty good.
We'll get a break from precipitation today, but that will not be the case into the weekend with another storm system moving in. A lot of cloud cover on this Friday with a high close to 50 into the afternoon as winds continue out of the south. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low down to 30. We may start off tomorrow morning with some periods of light snow, then rain will fall during the afternoon with a high climbing to 47. Rain may mix with snow tomorrow night with a low hovering near 33, and then all rain into the afternoon on Sunday with a high temperature reaching 49 degrees. From the Weather Channel, I'm Jeff Maher on News Talk 1110 KBND.
Currently 31 in Prineville, 32 in Bend at 1110 KBND. Rush Limbaugh, the morning update is next.
American Energy Chevrons are your official pit stop. This month is the 1-2-3 and go.